When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When the hotel manager opened the vault, the half dozen people there braced for an explosion. It was January 1943, right in the middle of World War II. Inside the vault stood a small cabinet covered in brown parcel paper. It belonged to the recently deceased scientist Nikola Tesla. One of the half dozen people there, a physicist from MIT, had been summoned by the FBI and other government agencies to examine it. But before he could, the hotel manager handed him a note. It had been written by Tesla before his death. The note claimed that the box contained a secret weapon, a death ray worth $10,000. More ominously, the note said the box would detonate if opened incorrectly. At this point, all the hotel personnel scampered away, feeling lucky to escape with their lives. This left the MIT physicist to face Tesla's box. And despite himself, he was scared. Tesla had been one of the most revered scientists in history, an electrical whiz whose inventions had powered the world. But Tesla had also grown increasingly strange later in life. For years, he'd been making announcements about a death ray, claiming that it could shoot down airplanes from 250 miles away. No one knew whether to believe him. The MIT scientist was skeptical. But this was Tesla. What if the death ray was real? It could win World War II for the Allies, or lead to their defeat if it fell into enemy hands. Tesla's threat about the package exploding certainly did not make the scientists feel any calmer. While deciding what to do, the scientists happened to glance up and look outside. To his surprise, he realized it was actually a beautiful day. This somehow calmed him, gave him a shot of courage. He finally steeled himself and faced the package. He began tearing off the brown paper wrapping. He had no idea that his investigation of Tesla's death ray would soon lead to several top-secret military projects during the Cold War, and eventually to the White House of Donald Trump. Hi, I'm Sam Keen, and you're listening to The Disappearing Spoon, a topsy-turvy, science-y history podcast, where footnotes become the real story. If you like your scientists eccentric, it's hard to beat Nikola Tesla. He claimed he could speak to Martians, and during meals, he would compulsively calculate the volume of any bowl or cup placed in front of him. He once said, "I would not touch the hair of other people except, perhaps, at the point of a revolver." He loved pigeons, but he'd get physically ill if he saw a peach or a pearl. No one knew why. But few people in history could match Tesla for sheer intellectual horsepower. Tesla played an especially important role in developing alternating current in the late 1800s. In fact, he almost single-handedly kickstarted the revolution in electric power that transformed the world in the 20th century. This revolution in electric power was turbulent at times. I actually detail a nasty war between Tesla and his fellow whiz Thomas Edison in my upcoming book, The Ice Pick Surgeon, which is due out next year. But for this podcast, I want to focus on Tesla's life after the triumph of alternating current. In the 1900s, Tesla branched out into technologies like radio and wireless power transmission. More bizarrely, he built a tower in Colorado that stood 20 stories tall and produced huge electrical charges. It could even shoot lightning bolts 135 feet long. The thunder that these bolts generated was audible 15 miles away. People walking near the tower would also see sparks shoot between their shoes and the ground. Butterflies nearby would glow an eerie blue from the charged air. Now, generating lightning bolts is pretty wild stuff. So later, when Tesla began talking about death rays, people paid attention. In Tesla's mind, the death ray was not a bolt of lightning. It was a beam of metal ions hurling along at 270,000 miles per hour. He claimed that this beam could melt airplane engines in mid-flight from 250 miles away, or wipe out whole armies at once. As for how this beam was possible, Tesla was always a little vague. He said that it was based on new laws of physics that, quote, no one has ever dreamed about. But he wasn't shy in talking about the ray itself. He, in fact, bragged to any reporter who would listen. One newspaper headline thundered, Tesla's new device like bolts of Thor. The hype about Tesla's death ray really took off in the 1930s, right when World War II was looming. Given Nazi Germany's incredible air force, the death ray seemed like a godsend. In fact, people in Tesla's homeland, which was then called Yugoslavia, began begging him to return home and install death rays to protect them from the Nazi menace. Meanwhile, though, Tesla himself was deteriorating mentally. Rather than a home, Tesla always preferred living in hotels in New York City. But by the late 1930s, he was nearly destitute and had stopped paying his bills. Had he not been a world-famous scientist, he would have been kicked to the curb as a deadbeat. He was suffering from fainting spells, too, and heart palpitations. He was also deathly skinny, more a corpse than a man. And his rooms were stuffed with hoarded newspapers and birdseed for his beloved pigeons. But he kept whispering about his death ray, claiming that he'd built a working prototype. By January 1943, Tesla was living on the 33rd floor of the New Yorker Hotel. A permanent Do Not Disturb sign was affixed to his door. But on January 8th, a maid ignored the sign and walked in. She found Tesla dead at age 86, reportedly naked, except for his socks. And with his death began a massive scramble. Again, no one knew whether the death ray was real. But if it was, it might be the breakthrough the Allies needed to win the war. At the very least, U.S. officials were terrified of Nazi Germany getting the weapon first. Officials also feared the Communist Soviet Union sweeping in and stealing the death ray. Fueling this fear was the fact that Tesla had some ties to communists. He'd given talks to pro-Soviet groups. And the Soviet government once paid him $25,000 to develop his particle beam. So when Tesla died, American officials decided they had to get their hands on his papers at all costs. The only problem was, someone beat them to the punch. The Yugoslavian ambassador to the United States then was a man named Sava Kosanović. Kosanović was Tesla's nephew. And he'd actually gotten the ambassador job by riding his famous uncle's coattails. Kosanović happened to be stationed in New York in 1943, and when he heard of Tesla's death at the hotel, he rushed over and entered Tesla's room, along with hotel managers. Kasanovich also brought a locksmith, who cracked open a safe inside Tesla's room. Inside the safe, he found some honorary degrees, a gold medal, and a memorial book from Tesla's 75th birthday. Kasanovich took the memorial book, changed the safe combination, and left. All in all, fairly innocent. Tesla's rightful heir inspecting his uncle's things. But to paranoid types in the U.S. government, this did not seem innocent at all. They feared Kasanovich was a spy. The FBI even considered arresting Kasanovich for burglary. 2 days later, another U.S. agency, the so-called Office of Alien Property, seized all of Tesla's belongings and impounded them in a storage unit in Midtown Manhattan. That's when the MIT physicist was called in. His job was to go through Tesla's papers and see whether this death ray, this bolt of Thor, was real.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Physicists came down on January 26th and spent 2 days going through the papers. He was not impressed with what he saw. He bluntly said that the death ray work was mainly, quote, speculative and promotional. It also included no, quote, sound workable principles or methods. That's science speak for a half-baked fantasy. But then came word from another hotel where Tesla had lived before. He had left a mysterious package in its vault, along with a note that it would explode if tampered with. So the physicist headed over to that hotel and had to swallow down his fear before tearing off that first bit of brown paper. And what he found, no doubt, made him laugh. Inside was a wooden cabinet containing a device called a Wheatstone bridge. It's a tool for measuring the resistance of electrical components. It was a common, mundane device, something that was found in every electrical lab in the world. In other words, it was some old junk. Not a death ray. Not even close. So what happened here? Did Tesla really believe in his death ray? Perhaps. He might have been that delusional. He would not have been the first genius to go off the rails in old age. Or possibly, the whole thing was a swindle. Perhaps Tesla thought that talk of death rays would win him money to do research on real science. Plus, in his personal life, he was getting desperate. He had told the hotel that his supposed prototype was worth $10,000, then handed it over as collateral for unpaid bills. The hotel people were left trembling and sweating, but it looks like a deadbeat scam. Regardless, after finding the junk in the vault, the physicist said, "Good riddance. I'll stake my entire reputation," he said, "that Tesla's death ray was baloney." Given that he worked at MIT, most government officials believed him, but not everyone. After World War II ended, the Cold War ramped up quickly. American military leaders were desperate for an edge against the communist Soviet Union. And some of them, dazzled by the name of Nikola Tesla, decided to revisit the death ray. They ignored the MIT egghead and talked themselves into thinking that the death ray was real. They even started running top-secret military experiments to build one. They called their operation Project Nick. Project Nick, however, soon suffered a setback. In 1952, Tesla's nephew convinced a court to hand over his uncle's papers. The U.S. government owned classified copies of the most important ones, but the nephew sent the originals to a museum in Belgrade. Unfortunately, Belgrade was in communist Yugoslavia, which meant that Soviet scientists suddenly had access. In between the 1950s and 1970s, Soviet Russia made several cryptic announcements about fantastic new weapons in development. Most importantly, a magazine article about Soviet beam weapons appeared in 1977. It showed diagrams that looked alarmingly like some then-unpublished work of Tesla's. This terrified American officials. Were the Soviets on the brink of a superweapon? The American response to this threat was to start a new beam weapon program under Ronald Reagan. It was called the Strategic Defense Initiative, popularly known as Star Wars. It consisted of an array of satellites in space, and its stated purpose was to shoot down atomic missiles with lasers or particle beams. But of course, any beam that powerful would make a heck of a weapon, too. Unfortunately, Star Wars was a notorious flop. All told, the U.S. government spent billions of dollars on it, and to this day, we have zero to show for it. It just didn't work. Nevertheless, the idea has always lingered in the minds of the true believers, tantalizing them. The dream of Tesla's death ray just won't die. Just last year, in fact, Donald Trump proposed pouring hundreds of millions of dollars more into space-based particle beams to protect against rogue nuclear missiles. Now, that's bad enough, wasting more money on a bum technology. But here's what makes the story really crazy. Remember the MIT physicist, the one who exposed the death ray as fake news? Well, that physicist's name was John Trump, Donald Trump's uncle. John Trump's specialty was high-voltage physics, and he had a pretty impressive resume. During World War II, he'd been a director at the famed MIT Radiation Lab, which played a crucial role in developing radar. Trump also worked directly with General Eisenhower's team in Europe, and actually rode into liberated Paris with Eisenhower in 1944. More importantly, he figured out ways to harness high-voltage physics to shrink tumors and decontaminate sewer sludge. To him, science was a humanitarian endeavor. Now, it's not clear whether John Trump had much of a relationship with his nephew, but Donald sure enjoys bragging about him. Donald once said, "My uncle used to tell me about nuclear before nuclear was nuclear," which doesn't really make sense given that Donald was born in 1946, a year after the first atomic bombs were detonated. Regardless, Donald still brings up his MIT uncle today, usually to make himself seem smart by association. "All these genius Trump genes," he says. But in truth, his uncle seems to have influenced Donald very little. In his obituary, John Trump was described as even-tempered, unassuming, and humble. He apparently never spouted off and cared nothing for money or material things. Whatever your feelings about President Trump are, even his fiercest defenders would never describe him as humble or unassuming. More importantly, Donald apparently learned nothing about science from his uncle. John dedicated himself to truth in science. His nephew peddles coronavirus conspiracy theories into fake cures. He also doctored a hurricane map, muzzled federal agencies, and poo-poos climate change. That's an affront to everything John Trump dedicated his life to, especially with Star Wars. In the 1980s, the military began looking for scientists to build the weapon, and John Trump was a top candidate. MIT colleagues remember officials begging him to contribute, but he refused. Instead, he used his knowledge of science to fight cancer and sterilize harmful sewer waste to prevent diseases. He was a humanitarian, not a hawk. President Trump didn't care. He backstabbed John and pushed for Star Wars anyway. They had alternative facts. So if you believe in the integrity of science, and you meet someone who calls themselves a Trump supporter, you can tell them, hey, me too. Just make sure they know which Trump you mean. For more information about this episode, visit patreon.com/disappearingspoon. There, you can also suggest stories for future episodes, get signed merchandise, and find bonus material like extra podcasts and pictures. Also visit samkeen.com/podcast. There you can find more incredible stories from my books and learn how to book me as a speaker at your school or event. And if you like this podcast, please spread the word to others, both online and in person. I'm listener-supported, and word of mouth means a lot. Thanks for listening to The Disappearing Spoon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.